Hi, this is Tony. May I help you?
Hey, Tony. Scott at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, doing real good. Just calling to check in on you guys. How's business been since we chatted last?
Goodness, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's always a uphill battle.
Yeah.
but we're still, we're still hanging tough, but we've been, trying to switch our modes, and right now we're trying to come up with some procedures for our job finding, so that's where we're kind of at.
Yeah, you guys are switching over to, if I remember right, I haven't looked at this.
Yeah, the pressure washing.
Pressure washing.
Yep. And we're getting a lot of leads in here. We just got to get to the work, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Tony. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and what are you doing as far as marketing for that?
That's where we are right here.
Yeah.
Do what?
What are you doing as far as, like, marketing and stuff to try to get the word out?
Yeah, well, we've got pretty good marketing going, but we're on Home Advisory. We've got our website rebuilt. We, doing Google. We've got our flyers done. We're out here busy. We've got Yelp started. We've got Angie's List we were supposed to be hitting on this afternoon, just updated again, and a few things like that. So but literally, we're probably getting more leads than we can actually get to, and that's part of our problem. We're trying to figure out our best method to go land the job, because if we're getting all these leads and then we can't get out there and give estimates and get to work, then we're just defeating our purpose. So.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we're at.
I guess if you're going to have some problems, that's not a bad one to have versus...
That's true, right?
...or not having enough leads.
That's right. Exactly right. So, but no, we're staying busy, but we'd like to be able to do the work, in between all this. We're trying to... I mean, there's so much going on, I can't even tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I don't know. You just want to call us back in 2 months?
Yeah. I'll just. Are you looking at maybe adding on?
I want to. Yeah, that's what we want to do. I'd love to do the equipment and the personnel is what I'm looking at, because I think that's part of the problem with the cash flow. Because as soon as we can get this estimating under control, then we can increase the jobs, and then increase the cash flow, and then get the equipment that we're needing, that kind of thing, and start building properly. So, and that's what we were trying to kind of assess right now, how's the best way to do that.
Yeah.
I hate being the old woman in the small business. This is crazy. But this is the season for it, spring and summer. This is the time. It's going to be wide open. So we've done a number of really great jobs. We've got some... windows that we've been dead on, and we've got a big building that we just finished up that took more than a week. So, it was a lot of work, and which is really fabulous, but at the same time, you got to keep it flowing. So,
now when you do windows,
to wear all the hats,
and
that's what we're doing. So.
So when you guys do like the window cleaning on the big businesses, do you do the real tall buildings where they actually have the...
We like to do the three-story because it allows us to do a water-fed pole system to where we don't actually have to get on the ladders and the lifts. And we just got on a lift for the building we just finished with the power washing. But if it's actually just windows, rather than using the seats to come over the top of the... roof and things, that's too much liability. We've already got $4 million worth of coverage for our insurance, and I just don't need all the rest of it that comes with that, So that's kind of where we're at. But we can use a lift, and the water fed pole system will actually, if we purchased more equipment, would be up to 5 stories without too much stress with it. So it's kind of interesting when you see all that put together.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to picture it in my head here.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's actually, seriously, you stand on the ground and there's the pressure from this line comes through a pole, and then it's iodized water that's filtrated. And because of this filtration, it takes all of the film and everything from the buildup on the glass itself and washes it down. And but you don't have to dry behind it. It just dries perfect, so you don't have to ever touch the glass.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is a really phenomenal thing, yeah, and you can stand from the ground and hit it all without, you know, the stress of the ladders and the whatnots. But you have to control the pole, which is, you know, five stories is getting up there. You know, you have to start getting flimsy at some point. But the water pressure itself helps keep it straight, so if there's a little bit of bend, that's okay, but you still have to control it. It's just think of yourself with a really long gun in your hand with the power washer. You know, you can get a really long wand, and it's, you know, 4 or 5 feet long, and stand and spray, but you still have to be able to control that pressure wherever it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing with the windows. Yeah. And I'm going on.
No, that's okay.
Sorry, yeah.
No, I liked what the, what's that show called, like How It's Made or something like that.
So, yeah.
I've been watching all those shows on Discovery and whatnot.
They're kind of good shows.
I just like learning, like, the, you know, ins and outs and the details of how things are actually done with the businesses we work with.
No, that's wonderful. That's really great. But, that's like the building we just did. We just finished it up yesterday. It's in High Point for the furniture market. It's 200 Steel Street. And we had to get up there with all these chemicals, and it had to shoot at 35, 40 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, we had to end up getting on a 40-foot ladder.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you, talk about that's a big ladder, because it's the 40-foot, but it extends, I think, to 36.
Mm-hmm.
The top four rungs, you know, you don't have to use. And I mean, when you've got that thing swaying, you're just like, this is crazy. What am I doing?
Yeah. When I did, I did all kinds of odd jobs for neighbors when I was in junior high and high school. And I helped this one guy clean and paint his house. And I got up on a 20-foot ladder, and my stomach was getting a little queasy on a 20-foot ladder.
Exactly. Yeah, and I was running the lift. It was so funny. I said, well, I'm too old for this. This needs to be a young man's job.
You wear a lot of hats there, Tony.
A lot of hats, trust me, yeah. So, and it's funny because some of the guys that we have that helps us, they're in different directions right now. Like, one of them works the furniture market and makes $200 a day, so I cannot say, no, don't go, you need to stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm going to pay him $100 a day, you know, that kind of thing, so... another guy that we've got takes on odd jobs in between the jobs that we have. So if he's getting something booked, but if you try to keep full-time employees, you better be having a job every single day.
Yeah.
And with this kind of work, you just can't guarantee it right now. So that's part of our issue too. It's crazy. It's crazy. But anyway, we do have another big project coming up that will be, final construction cleaning, and it's over in Greensboro. It's that, I don't know if you've seen anything on it, but it's Union Square, and that one will be coming up, I don't know, I think they're shooting for May when it's supposed to start. That one should hire some employees, and it lasts a few weeks for us. So.
A few weeks, okay.
Yeah, well, and I mean, basically that's what you run into, and that's part of the problem too with construction cleaning or anything. You're waiting for the projects to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time they need you, it's at the end of their project. And you go in there full force, and you get in and you get out.
Mm-hmm.
And which is one of the reasons that we've switched over to the power washing more, because, you know, you got to keep the cash flow coming. So.
Yeah. I'd imagine with the power washing contracts, when they need the building clean, they need it clean. It's not a matter of waiting for somebody else to do their job first before you can get in there.
Exactly. Yeah. And then so if you can just get our estimating... So we just have to keep that estimating coming and finding time to either run to the job site or learn how to use the computer enough to where you can, even Google Earth is not showing me enough these days. I need one of those street views, that new program that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we were actually just talking about. If I could afford to do all these things at once, we'd have it made. I can't keep up with it all.
Yeah. So you guys have looked into trying to use just like Google Street View to get a look at the building from the outside and do a quick estimate.
So you can go all the way around instead of traveling to them. See, because I found myself trying to travel to the locations, and by the time I'm done with that and I come back and try to get my quote together, something else has jumped in the way. Yeah. And then by the time I get the quote back to them, you know, they may say, well, we've already found somebody, or, you know, yeah, I don't want it done now for 2 months, or, you know.
Yeah.
Such and such. What I keep getting lately is everybody wants the pollen to fall first, and then after it falls,
yeah,
everybody wants you at once. So I'm looking at my calendar going, well, how are we going to get these 10 houses done in 3 days? So it's crazy.
Yeah, you know.
So you called it the right time for me to vent.
Yeah. Cool. Hope that I helped to get you a little of that out of your system.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So whatever you want to do, how can I help you?
Well, you know, when's as far as, you know, possibly bringing on more equipment or more employees? Mm-hmm. When do you think you might look at doing that? Or, I mean, have you kind of
love to do it.
As far as bringing on more equipment, what would you guys be looking to spend on that?
You know, all in all, I would love to have, and this is just a fact, I would love to have a $10,000 to $20,000. I don't know if I'd do a loan, but do a, you know, to where we could get it, to where we could draw as we needed it, so that you could invest in the equipment. Because even the van, like when we go get a van, we're not going to go get a brand new van, but what we are going to do is go to the auctions, so that you've got, you know, you've got older equipment, but yet it's still good, and it lasts you, you know, gives you a lot of mileage. And then you have to go and find this, the pressure washing equipment. The one we landed on is not brand spanking new, but the one we use is a 7 gallons a minute is the pressure that it puts out. Basically, that one is normally a $4,000 to $5,000 unit that we pay $1,200 for. So that's what we like to do, rather than try to invest in brand new equipment, because then you really are talking a high dollar.
Yeah, that's pretty substantial.
Which I would love. I mean, there's no question about it, but you just, you know, by the time you spend all that money and then all the interest on it and everything, if you had to, if you didn't have the cash in your hand to do it, you know, you're, I don't know, you're just looking at a lot of money. I don't know how to make it grow bigger without going under to do it for a second, you know, and that's nerve wracking. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, no, I know it's scary, and you know, when people come to us for financing, we've got a lot of different options between traditional equipment financing, which are 2 to 5 year loans that can spread the payments out a little longer, to our working capital programs, which are you know, more short term access to cash.
Yeah,
it's definitely. I remember the first time we talked, I remember you telling me about that crazy title loan you did with your
I remember, that
payback was insane on that. So
I was sick. I have to promise you, I was so sick on that.
Yeah, so I mean, I can promise you that nothing we would do would even approach the crazy payback that you had on that. Not even close.
If I was looking to bring on more employees, how might that work?
That'd be something that would probably we'd look at, like a, you know, working capital program. You know, unsecured cash that's deposited directly into the business accounts. The amount of money we're able to get is based on your revenues, and then businesses can use that for anything they like, which bringing on employees is a common one, but I see people use that for. How much money would you need up front to bring on employees?
Well, I mean, basically, I'm not even sure that would be a necessity or anything. It's more about if it was a backup. In other words, if the cash flow was in between a little bit of the jobs, then we'd have to be able to do a little something for them.
Yeah.
Because if you can't keep somebody full time, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know. I'll tell you what, do this for me, because we really were in the middle of this meeting. I know I've kept you a while, but Tony's back now. So if it's okay with you, would you mind just give us a call next week? And I think things are a little bit calmer. Say on Wednesday still.
Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll talk to Tony about it a little bit more.
Okay, and, cool.
Super same thing that maybe we can just pick each other's brains and figure out if there's a way to help each other, okay?
Okay, cool. And I'll give you one real quick thing on the working capital there. Usually what we're able to do is about 10 to 15% of the total revenue for the year. Okay. So that'll give you a ballpark of what you might be able to look at when you talk to Tony. But I'll give you a buzz back around the same time next week on Wednesday.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Good chatting with you, Tony.
Bye-bye.
And bye.
Bye-bye.